Welcome, everyone, to our Commissioner's Court, our first Commissioner's Court of 2020. So glad you're all here today. We are going to start off, as we usually do, asking for someone who would volunteer to do our opening invocation.
I'll do it, Judge.
Commissioner, let's all stand together. Thank you.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this country, this county, this state. All the men and women that are making decisions on which direction we need to be going. May it all be pleasing to you. We ask that you continue to bless and watch over the men and women, both abroad and here at home, that are protecting our rights. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless each and everyone here. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Commissioner. And the pledges to the Texas flag and to the, or the American flag and the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. All right, as we begin today, let the record reflect that, thanks, sir, that all are present, all of our commissioners are present. Gentlemen, do I have a motion to approve our court agenda today?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right, at this time, we have the opportunity to have our citizens come and make comments. We're doing it a little bit different than what we've done in the past. First of all, if we do have sign up, but if you didn't sign up, we're going to go through those who did, and then if you would like to make a comment on a specific item on the agenda, then you're able to do it at that time. And at the end of that, at the end of our session today, we will also have a time where our citizens will be able to make comments on just things in general. Limit your time, please, to 3 minutes. And as we begin, our first person that is going to come speaking on 12A is Ken Ulmer. Ken, are you here? All right. Moving on to item 8A, Daryl Palmer. Daryl, for the record, if you would restate your name and the item on the agenda.
My name is Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, and I'm speaking regarding to agenda item 8A. It's a resolution that Mike Meter is put before the court for your vote. And first of all, I'd like to thank all of you for the opportunity to come up here and address you. And thank God we live in a country where this can happen. As far as the items on this resolution, the thing that I'd like to point out to the court is Lake Conroe currently, as of this morning, is at 198.97 mean sea level, which is no lower than anything that we're talking about with this lowering of Lake Conroe. It will never go below that. That's not what anything that we're asking. What we're asking is a maintenance during 4 months of the year, 1 foot in April and May, 2 foot in August and September during hurricane season. And if the lake is already there, there's no reason to obviously lower it. So it's not actually a lowering of the lake unless it is at peak pool level at 201. Now, this is being looked at by a lot of folks as a cooperative effort between Lake Conroe, between the SJRA, the Harris County Flood Control District, the City of Houston, and a bunch of other entities that are trying to mitigate flooding in Montgomery County as well as Harris County, Northeast Harris County. And some of the items that on here One of the things that I'd like to address is the home values. With a quick glance at Zillow, as far as we can tell, the home values have not changed in the last 2 years due to the lowering of the lake. In fact, some of them have gone up. And if there's something that disputes that, we're welcome to look at those numbers. Dredging is not complete. Dan Huberty has just signed $30 million to continue the dredging for the mouth bar. So the dredging is ongoing. The dam project, which is supposed to add 10 gates to the Lake Houston Dam, is slated to be finished by midsummer 2022. So all we're asking is a couple more temporary years of lowering the or keeping the lake at 199 during August and September and 200 during April and May. So with that, I thank you for letting me come up here and appreciate you hearing me.
Darrell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other comments on any items on the agenda that anyone would like to make before we move on in our agenda? If there are none, then let's move on to our proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Now, a resolution, Commissioner Metter, do you want to read that?
Yes, sir, I'll be glad.
Okay.
The 14th day of January, 2020, at a duly posted and called meeting of Commissioners Court of Montgomery County, motion is brought forward with a resolution, whereas the San Jacinto River Authority has adopted a strategy of intentionally lowering the level of Lake Conroe to 200 mean sea level for a two-month period in April, May of each year, and to 199 mean sea level in August, September of each year. And whereas the reduction of the water level of Lake Conroe interferes with the recreational use of the lake and produces negative effects on the waterfront residential and commercial properties that line its shore, and whereas the negative effects include the deprivation of lake waters from environmentally sensitive areas, the exposure of the lake bottom and flats in the shoreline areas, and impedes access to the lake from certain docks and boat ramp, and whereas the reduction in the lake levels threaten to impair property value on and in the vicinity of Lake Conroe, and whereas the lake level reduction strategy does not clearly reduce the threat of downstream flooding in the St. Jacinto River watershed, and whereas the discharge strategies reduce the supply of available drinking water and can be especially harmful in advance of unanticipated drought conditions, during which the loss of 2 feet of Lake Conroe storage capacity may be critical. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Montgomery County Commissioners Court opposes the water level reduction strategy and calls upon SJRA to immediately halt further releases pursuant to this strategy. I realize this is a hot button topic. Lake Conroe was never built, never intended to be a flood control reservoir. It's for water. And I think probably a lot of y'all were here in 2011. If we go into a summer like we had in 2011, 2 feet down like we are currently, that lake would, a lot of it would become a mud flat. And that certainly would damage our tax levy. You know, Harvey keeps coming up. Obviously, that was a 1,000-year flood. Nobody builds anything to counteract a 1,000-year flood. Lake Creek comes in below the dam, obviously, and nothing will ever stop that. I personally think it's not the correct thing to do, and I would like to see it stop. And I would make a motion on this resolution opposing the lowering of Lake Conroe.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
I would like to make a comment that...
Yes, sir.
While I know what we're trying to accomplish here, I know what we're trying to do,
This is a resolution that with folks living in River Plantation and downstream from the dam that's got it in their mind that the lake is causing some of the problems. I just don't, this is a resolution that I can't support, but I just wanted to throw that in there for my benefit.
Thanks, sir. Is there any other comments on this issue? If I may, one of the things that we noticed in Harvey, you know, you have 6 feet of easement in this lake. And as I talked with the general manager of San Jacinto River Authority, Jace Houston, we chatted about this. And the lake itself, we don't think about it this way, but the lake itself is a huge detention area to begin with. There is room to rise to a certain point, obviously. During the Harvey event, it was very difficult where you had almost 40 to 50 inches of rain in a three-day period. Certainly there were some issues. The water was going into the dam at 179,000 cubic feet, or 149,000 coming out at 79, so it was rising. But it was a huge detention. We don't want to use it for that. But the fact of the matter is that the two-foot level is already there if we chose to do that. And I certainly we all are sympathetic with downstream activities, which I do, though, believe can be resolved by our neighbors to the south also doing some work that should have been done since 1953 on the San Jacinto Basin, the West Fork area, and Lake Houston, of which Daryl has reminded us that they're doing. We thank you for that. Anyway, we'll move forward on this. Go ahead, if you would.
One more thing.
Yeah.
The sooner,
please.
The sooner we quit talking and bringing up Harvey and quit trying to compare everything to Harvey, the better off we will all be. And Daryl, I think, is right, and there's a lot of people that are right. Harris County doing their dredging on their end of the at the mouth of the river. Who knows what that's going to bring? But you got to have a starting point somewhere. And I've been saying this ever since I've been here. We got to clean these creeks and reservoirs and streams out. That's the key to making things work.
Which is part of our drainage strategy that we have written in our strategy for Montgomery County. But thank you for that comment.
Well, there's something else that Jace told me years ago. And I think it was mentioned, the dam itself is an earthen dam, and it's meant to stay wet. It's not meant to be dry. And if we lower that lake and we have a 2011, that dam, if we ever compromise that dam, then we got a really, really serious problem. But that's another thing that really very rarely comes up. But that's what I was told several years back.
Yeah.
That Lake Conroe Dam was built to stay wet. So that's another thing.
You know, if the city of Houston and Harris County utilizes this water for drinking water, when we had our drought, if we had had the lake lowered, it would have been a sad thing for Lake Houston, because they were within a foot of their skimmers taking water in to get their water. And if we had done what they initially suggested, which, as I said at a meeting with the governor and with the Harris County judge at that time, the council, they were wanting to lower it 6 feet. They were reminded that at any lowering, at some point, if we were to have another drought, which we could, who would have ever thought we would have something like a Melday after a Harvey, and we could have another drought? And if that's the case, we lower the lake, they're going to have a problem. So that's all part of it as well. We're good neighbors. We want to work with everybody the best we can, Montgomery County. But enough said. Is there any other comments? Yes.
I'll briefly say that peace of mind means a lot, and we suffered quite a bit in Precinct 4 this past year.
Yep.
My first year, and in the past, forgive me, Commissioner, for bringing us to the past. I was out with my family members in airboats rescuing people during that time, along with a lot of other folks. And is my understanding from what I've, and a few people I've talked to, that Harris County, that they are moving forward on,
right,
with the 10 gates on the dam down there, so they're doing their part and moving along with the dredging, and I want to do my best to be fair to everyone, and I don't think it's unreasonable, like Darrell's asking and others, to, you know, if we could, you know, if we could have a little more time to put those measures in place down there, and hopefully we won't need it, but it'd be nice to have that. So that's my take on it.
Appreciate that, Commissioner. All right. Any other comments? All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of this resolution as presented?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Two opposed. All right. Thank you. The resolution passes. All right. Moving on. Historical Commission, Larry Forster. Larry, if you would take 5 minutes, if you would please, and give us your report.
Thank you. I'll see if I can make it even shorter, Judge. Judge, Commissioner's Court, every year, the Texas Historical Commission, which is one of the entities we, as the County Historical Commission, report to, along with your Commissioner's Court, asks us to give a, I'll call it the State of the Commission report to the County Commissioners. And you have in front of you our annual report for this past year, 2019, and I'm just going to touch on a few high points, and then I'll step away. First of all, we have 34 members, all of whom are appointed by this Commissioner's Court. And every 2 years, we have to be reappointed by this Commissioner's Court. In fact, that'll come up again toward the end of this year. Of those 34 members, we have a variety of individuals with a variety of talents, but all are dedicated to our mission of preserving and promoting the history of Montgomery County and also of the state of Texas. We have, among our various activities, we have we're recognized as having the only youth advisory board of any of the 254 county commissioners in the commissions, historical commissions in the state of Texas. And they're engaged in doing everything from cleaning historic cemeteries to involved in our history road rally and being docents for some of the museums and some of the historical activities around the county. And we're very proud of these young men and women who are composed of students from public, private, and we're really reaching out to homeschool kids, although we haven't had any participate to this point. One of the things your Commissioner's Court does for us is, because we're an affected department of the county, you give us a budget, and you've been generous to give us $30,000 a year. We take that money very, very seriously. We scrutinize how that money is going to be used, and we report for every penny back to you, as well as our county auditor. And Mr. Pandy's been just wonderful to work with and support us in that, along with Jason Millsap, so we appreciate that. You'll see on page 7 four of the projects that your money went to. That included the preservation of close to 120-year-old Old Baptist Church in Montgomery, building a new steeple to replace the one that was on the Methodist Church in Montgomery, helping with the reimbursement for the resealing of the Crichton Theater, which was affected by tremendous of water seeping into the building, and it had to be sealed. That's a precious structure in our county. And this year we also funded a fence along 10th Street in Conroe for the beginning of the preservation of a long-lost historical cemetery that is composed of such people as Luther Dorsey, who was the only Buffalo soldier buried here in the county, along with Mittie Campbell, who was the first school principal of a black school in Conroe many, many years ago, and many other noted persons who are buried there. We have projects involving county historical markers. Commissioner Riley, we've got a marker plan for the old Willie Dean House.
Oh, really?
And we have been waiting to move forward with that because a year ago, the state historical marker foundry, closed their doors, and so the state of the historical commission is looking for a new foundry. We hope to have that announcement later this month, and then we'll go on and make arrangements to get that marker, county marker, in Magnolia. We have, among other things, we have our annual history road rally, and I want to touch on that for just a minute. That's coming up in 2 weeks on January the 25th. I've left a flyer there for you. We're inviting the City of Conroe staff and county folks to participate, and if we get enough teams, we'll actually give trophies to the winning county team and the winning city team. It's a two-hour event from 1:30 to 3:30. I don't care how long you've lived in Montgomery County. If you have participated in this, I guarantee you, you'll learn things you didn't know about our county, specifically Conroe. Last year it was Montgomery. Next year it will be Willis, and we just sort of float around the county featuring this. And it's a great event. It's only for an afternoon, but I invite all of you to promote this and bring people to it. Finally, I just wanted to point out that we were recognized this last year for the seventh annual time by the Texas Historical Commission as a Distinguished Service with a Distinguished Service Award, which is given to those historical county commissions who have been recognized for their setting goals and promoting the county. And so a lot of that credit, while we'll take some of the credit, a lot of the credit also goes to the Commissioner's Court, because you provide the funding and support for our organization, and we deeply appreciate it. And so, again, we thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you, some of you, perhaps at our history road rally in a couple of weeks. Any comments?
Larry, thank you very much.
You know, very seldom is it mentioned that our Historical Society is recognized throughout the state of Texas. One of the reasons it is because of Larry Forster.
Right.
Without your leadership and guidance and your dedication, I mean, I've seen Larry at funerals in August dressed up, or dedications of cemeteries, pool cemeteries, one that sticks in my mind. He takes so much of his personal time to make sure that our Historical Society is one of the best in the state of Texas. And we appreciate you. We don't ever tell you much, but we do.
Well, thank you very much.
And your whole board and your staff, everybody that works in that process. And I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
We had a little history question on going around last night. Who built the Oasis?
Who built the Oasis?
Remember the Oasis Drive-In?
I don't know.
Was it O.H. Walker? Was it Choate? Come on, Larry.
I don't know. I really don't know. I came here in 78. And the Oasis was...
you don't know. You don't even know what the Oasis Drive-In was.
I hear people...
Anybody here?
I hear people talk about the Dandy Dog.
Who was it,
Beatty?
Oh, I don't remember. I think it was Walker.
Was it Walker? I thought he had the Tasty Freeze. O.H. had the Tasty Freeze and the Dandy Dog. But who built... Well, I think it was Choate. Wasn't it a Choate?
Ken Choate?
I think it was his dad. Anyway.
There's your assignment, Larry. Find out who built it.
Larry, it's the next report. We want to know who built
it. That's a history question.
Larry, you remind us of the unique nature of our county with your detail, and we all know that it can be a thankless job. So we appreciate you so much. It's an honor to serve such a great county, and you keep reminding us of that.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry,
we do
for what
appreciate
you said.
Gentlemen, do we have a motion to accept the annual report?
Move. Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Larry. All right. So I'm going to take both of these. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from both December 10th and December 17th?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Are there any modifications, gentlemen, that we want to make today to the consent agenda? Okay.
Judge, I have one. On page 8, J4A, under all precincts, the consider and approve resolution in order to defend claim, I'd like to take that out of consent and defer that.
Okay, so we're going to defer that. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Move with modification.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move to our open agenda. All right. Give me a moment here, gentlemen. All right, as we open, item number 11, County Judge. We have a notice, commissioners. We're giving notice. We're not voting on it or making recommendations today. But I wanted to, we put this in here that January 28th, Commissioners Court, the Animal Shelter Advisory Board, there are some appointments that need to be made, and they'll be made at that 28th court. And I just wanted to give us all a reminder of that and make it as an item of the agenda.
Will your office send a reminder email out of all of the current individuals serving on that?
Absolutely.
And if they want to serve again, and even though you're not entertaining recommendations at this point, I would like to throw out there that I think that if you would allow Jason from your office to serve on that committee to keep the court and everybody apprised of what's going on at animal shelters, that would be a good move.
Thank you, sir. To be addressed on the 28th. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right. Elections. Where is Susie? There you are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd ask you to consider and approve an order changing the East Montgomery County early voting polling location and the election day polling locations for county election precincts 26, 82, 90, 93, and 94.
Okay, we have a motion to that effect.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item B.
I'd ask you to consider and approve the early voting locations and times for the March 3rd, 2020 primary election and the May 2nd, 2020 joint election. And I just want to point out that that list includes an additional location in the Magnolia area just west of 2978.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
And Susie,
appreciate you.
Did you make the necessary change for the, or will you be for the May election, not to interfere with?
Yes. For early voting?
Yeah, for
yes.
Ironman and. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right. County Auditor Rakesh.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Item 13A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Gilbert, purchasing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're asking you to approve change order 3. This is for the County Youth Services Building. We're adding 28 days to the project and $97,162.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Gilbert, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, at this time we're going to move to a public hearing, and we begin with Precinct 1.
We're going to recess Commissioner's Court. And Commissioner, would you like me to take these?
Would you please?
Okay. So we're going to consider the partial revision of Martinez Place to be known as Martinez Place Partial Replat Number 1. And the purpose of the partial replat is to create two residential lots out of Martinez Place. There's no HOA or POA found. No objections or concerns received prior to today. The plat is being submitted to commissioners for approval by the county engineer under agenda item 16A in a minute. Is anybody here to speak about that? Commissioner O'Reilly, would you like me to
please.
Do precinct 2? Consider the partial revision of Wood Forest Central Pine Street Extension to be known as Wood Forest Section 90. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to extend Central Pine Street. The HOA was sent a notice of public hearing by mail and a letter of no objection from the HOA is on file. However, the plat is not ready today for this one. Is anybody here to speak about that? Do you want to come on up?
Amy,
Do we need to visit after this?
Yeah.
Just tell him.
No, these are mine. Y'all want to fill us in on what's going on?
He received the notice of the public hearing, and he's asking about it because it was in English, and he speaks Spanish. So he's here this morning because he received a notice.
Okay. Do we have, are we able to walk through this with him? In other words, do we have an interpreter?
Does he want to speak?
Can you tell if he wants to speak? We can't.
I don't think he does. I think he received a notice and is responding to the notice that said to be here.
It's to be here.
Okay.
So you want me to call Debbie in my office and we can put her on speakerphone? She can interpret?
We can. I think we can talk after this. The plat's not ready today anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll visit thinking. When this...
We can visit afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. Amy, this, that was on item two, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So we
on item B2, we're going to consider the partial revision of Lot 1, Block 1 of Walden Ridge to be known as replat of Walden Ridge. And on this one, the purpose of the proposed replat is to create two residential lots. No HOA or PO have found. No objections or concerns received prior to the public hearing. This plat is ready for your approval today under County Engineer Agenda Item 16B. Is anybody here to speak about item 15B2?
I don't believe there is.
All right. Okay. As we move to Precinct 3, just as a matter of process.
Yes.
This is a consider and approve. Assuming we approve these three items, would we take that before the county engineer, or would we take that after?
We'll do it during the county engineer on those two out of that are ready.
Okay.
Plats are ready on two of those, 16A and 16B.
Okay. No, I'm thinking what we come up with for now, Precinct 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Precinct 3.
Right. We'll do it after we reconvene. We're just going to have the public hearing. We'll reconvene Commissioner's Court, and we'll take action on Precinct 3's items.
And then move to?
And then we'll move to County Engineer.
Great.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
And Commissioner, would you like to see these?
Yeah. Is there anyone to speak about any of these three items? Nope. Move on, or we'll go to Commissioner.
All right. Thank you. Gentlemen, if we will reconvene the court now and take appropriate action. Do I have a motion to approve Precinct 3, items 1, 2, and 3?
Move on all three.
Second.
Sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, County Engineer, item number 16. Consider and approve the final plat, Martinez Place replat. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 16B, consider and approve the final plat of replat of Walden Ridge.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Precinct 2, Commissioner Riley.
Consider approve Judge Kathleen Hamilton and Judge Keith Stewart to be added to the Facilities Committee. You know, we got the new court coming up, 457th court, so I wanted to go ahead and get someone from the district court and the county court to be able to join us when we got ready to start talking about where we're going to go with those guys and what we're going to do. So I think we need to put those guys on there now, so I'd ask for y'all's approval.
Yep.
And whenever we get ready to talk about those kind of things, they'll be notified and included in our meetings, and we can move forward with what we need to do.
For facilities. Discussions regarding courts only.
Court. Mm-hmm. Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Making sure.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
Main discussion? I think it's a good move, Commissioner. Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Human resources. Dodie.
Dodie is out today, so I'm going to handle this one.
Okay.
Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action with respect to the appointment of two civil service commissioners. We talked about this at our last commissioner's court meeting. Under 1.03 of the Civil Service, each member of the commission holds a term of 2 years until his successor is appointed. Billy Bowman has been on the Civil Service Commission since before I came to the county, 6-7 years. He thinks probably closer to 8. And also Ron Williams has been on for twice the term lengths. I have some of the people that provided resumes, and I'll hand them out now.
Are there just two nominees?
There's actually three.
Yeah. Commissioners, I had a nominee as well, but I'm willing to withdraw my nominee, and I move on these two individuals to...
So the two nominees that we have in front of you are Brent Everson from Precinct 2 and...
Is it mine?
Kurt Joslin. Yeah.
Yes. I second it.
All right.
Kurt Joslin from Precinct 4.
Is there any discussion on this, gentlemen? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this time, executive session, the court will Commissioner.
No, I'm sorry.
No problem. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072, and 551.074. And we will be back. Thank you. Is everybody here? Okay, we reconvene from Commissioner's Court, BD. You're going to come and present...
thank you.
Well, that's right, but Commissioner, on our Director of Civic Center.
Yeah, we have an announcement probably everybody knows, but Mr. Don Carpenter is retiring at the end of the month. Don, I want to thank you for all that you've done. You've been the only one all these years. Done a great job. We appreciate everything that you've done, and we're happy for your retirement. I hate to see you go, but we're happy for your retirement. You're like me, you're getting old. Don came from Pasadena. What year?
1998.
Back then, we didn't think we could find a place to build that civic center, that convention center. Nobody wanted it. We thought we'd have to build it in Walker County, but anyway, we found a spot for it, and that turned out to be good location, great location. Don, thank you for everything you've done. I would like to recommend a replacement for Don when he does retire. Terry Strozier has been working there, how many years, Terry?
19 years.
19? Yes, Terry knows every aspect of that center, or that facility. She's been involved with everything that ever goes on out there. And she's been a great support for Don and doing the business that he's done out there. One of the big players we have at that facility is the Fair Association. Terry's worked with them for years and years. And I've spoken to the Fair Association about this, and they're very, very excited that Terry is going to follow Don when he retires. So I don't know if it's appropriate.
We'll bring paperwork. We'll bring the paperwork back through court that would make the necessary adjustments.
Anyway, that's the way I feel. Does anybody have any comments?
I'd like to echo most of what you said, Commissioner, about Don. You've always been good to work with, and I appreciate all you've done out to make the convention center and the fairgrounds grow like it has. And I know Terry probably deserves a whole lot of that credit, but we're going to pat you on the back, Don, because you deserve it, and we do thank you for all you've done. But I've got a feeling that Terry's ready to take on and move forward. And Terry, I know you're going to make us proud, and I appreciate what both of you have done for Montgomery County. I really
Absolutely.
Do. So thank you.
Just a question. We've got a lot of activities that are coming up this year. And it's my understanding that pretty much the center is booked, pretty much all of it for the most of the year. And you're familiar with, and Terry,
yes, sir, we have in April.
If you're going to come up to the mic, if you would, please, so we can, if you state your name for the record as well.
I'm Terry Strozier with the Lone Star Convention Center. So we have, for the year, January through May, every weekend is booked with the exception of Easter weekend. And we have something in the works for that. A church is looking at us. And then we kind of slack off some in June, some in July, and some in August. We have a few weekends open there. And then we pick back up in September through mid-December before Christmas, and we are completely booked with the exception of that first weekend of October, and I feel like it's going to fill up pretty quick. So,
you involved in the contracts with these people?
Yes, sir, I do. I do a lot of the contracts.
Okay. Any other questions? If we'd entertain a motion, is that what we'd
like
to
do? Can we do that?
I think,
or do we need to bring paperwork back?
You can name Terry as upon his retirement as the Lone Star Director, and then we'll bring the necessary paperwork through court and the PCRs and things like that, which you'll have an opportunity to approve at a later date.
What she said.
Okay.
Terry, thank you.
So do we have a second?
I think he just said what she said.
Terry, thank you for all you've done out there. And I know that you'll do us a great job, and as Charlie said, you'll make us proud, Don. Enjoy your retirement, old boy.
Yeah.
Let me know how it turns out for you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I look forward to working with all of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Bye-bye. Thank you, Don.
Good luck, Don. Thank you.
So we have a motion. We have a second.
No, we're not doing anything.
You can make a motion to name if you'd like to. Oh. You don't have to. Otherwise, we'll bring it back.
They'll bring it back. We'll do it then.
So I can make a motion. Is that what you're telling
me? Yes, you can.
I move that we name Terry Strozier as the director of the Convention Center upon Don Carpenter's retirement.
And I'm going to second that.
Thank you.
All right. Any more discussion?
If I can.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
And
congratulations, Terry.
And Judge, on C, I'd like to make a motion for the court to approve a purchase and sale agreement between Montgomery County and an entity that we're going to be buying some land and a building from. BD, anything else to add?
Yes. Judge and Commissioners, I have... And we discussed some of the legal aspects of it in executive session, but I have a purchase and sale agreement signed by the owner of some property at 131 South Trade Center Parkway for the county to purchase that property for the sum of $1.3 million. Subject to inspections and feasibility, we have a 30-day feasibility period. And I've approved the form and the substance of the agreement, and so we have a resolution for you. If you want to go forward and move that process forward, you can approve the purchase and sale agreement. Again, we have 30 days to our feasibility study. I know Commissioner Riley and Commissioner Nowak have already reviewed the building and think it's an appropriate building for the county to purchase.
For sure. This facility will be used.
For sure. This facility will be used for the new home of the Montgomery County Traffic Operations Department. Currently, they're housed in Precinct 3. It will give us the ability to use that space for some other road and bridge functions. Commissioner Riley and I have
funding this department since the beginning of this budget year. In the past, it was always from Precinct 3, And going forward, we're also going to look to have some of the IT department housed in there, as well as Rick Wong is the new traffic engineer housed there. And
funding source.
Who are we forgetting?
There's somebody else. Oh, and at some point in time, when the funding is available, North Star would be moved in there. And then that facility is kind of the up-and-coming TranStar type of facility for Montgomery County during significant storm events. It would be used kind of as a South County, South and East County Emergency Operations Center, or a fallback center for those purposes, because it'll be the only place in the county where we'll be able to see all the roadways. And every signal that we build going forward will likely have fiber run to it. It'll be connected to this facility. We'll be able to have eyes across the county and better manage our roadways going forward. Charles Cobb and Bobby Powell will together be overseeing that, Charles on the traffic operations side and Bobby on the IT side. And then those two will report to Commissioner Riley and myself going forward. So it's looks good. We're excited. So that's one motion.
So the action we need is to approve the resolution in order approving the purchase and sale agreement.
Okay. Correct. So
that's the first motion.
Funding sources.
No, wait. Separate, we'll right? do the funding source in a separate motion.
That motion does not include the purposes, though, other than we know that we want
we're going to
we
purchase.
Know we're moving forward on this, but what it's going to be used for is not part of the motion.
Right.
No. So we can discuss that along the way.
Right. The motion would be to approve the resolution in order approving the purchase and sale agreement.
Cool.
Correct. Move right. on that.
Second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed?
And then
we need a motion on the source. Funding source.
I'd like to make a motion that the funding source is fund numbers 40016.
Second.
Commissioner, can I have a not to exceed on that?
Not to exceed $1.5 million, $1.3 million for the purchase, and $200,000 for incidentals, security, minor things that may need to happen once we secure the facility.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
And do you need, you asked for a motion to effectuate a budget amendment. Do you still need that?
I can do it with your second motion works.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on any of that, gentlemen? Okay. As we're moving forward, do we have, for our citizens, are there any remaining comments from any of our citizens? If the...
You have one?
Yes. You sure did. Yes. Come on up. Thank you. If you would state your name and the purpose of your comments for the record, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is John Fink, and I guess this is directed towards Precinct 4. Judge and Commissioners, thank you so much for your time today. I'll make this quick. I'm here speaking on behalf of Rachel Dirkmont, my fiance, and her three children. Adele's here with us. We thought this would be a good opportunity for her to experience the government, our government, and how it works. Izzy and Moses are 7 and 9, and we couldn't keep them still for 3 minutes, so that's why they're not here. Okay, so the reason I'm here today is we need help. The photos here on the first page are from the flood that happened September 19th. The one on the far right is looking down Canterbury Lane West, and I'll talk more about that. The next slide says we flooded in May and September of 2019, or Rachel flooded in May and September 2019. She didn't have flood insurance. We ended up having to cut out all the sheetrock and all the exterior walls. What I've done to try and prepare for the next one was I had 200 sandbags pre-staged on the driveway, And despite doing this, the house flooded again. The next page, we asked for help from the county. I called them in March of 2018. And then we flooded in May of 2019. I called the county again in June of 2019 after the first flood. We flooded again on September 24th, and I called the county again. When I talked to the county, everyone was super nice, and I can appreciate how difficult this is with the limitation on money. So the work orders were not closed when I called on September 24th. They have come out, and they've done some work. What I'm unclear of is if they've done everything that they reasonably can. So the next slide is flood maps. There's a red dot on there with an arrow. It shows where Rachel's house is and where the flood zone. She's not in the flood zone. The next slide, it says recent county culvert maintenance example. So this is 2 weeks ago. We got an inch of rain on the night of December 28th, and I don't know how good you can see it on that map, but those are rain gauge readings, and it was around an inch of rain that we got around Rachel's house. So these aren't right at Rachel's house, so it's about an inch of rain. The next slide, it says direction of water flow, and there's a red arrows. That's the way the water's flowing, and that's right by Rachel's house. I have video of this. The yellow arrows are the way the water, I think, is supposed to go down west down Canterbury Lane, Old Sorters Road, and then south down Old Sorters Road. The next slide shows the pictures that I took on December 28th after the rain that we got, okay? One's on FM 1314, one's in front of Rachel's house, one's down by a church downstream of Rachel's house, and then one you can see where it is on that map. So now I got 30 seconds. The first...
Go ahead.
Can I go?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So the first picture is in front of Rachel's house. You can see this. The ditches are full. The issue with that is that it stays like that for a week, and it sets us up for that second rain that comes. It can set us up for that. The second picture is FM 1314, storm drains. That storm drain, the water's sitting there stagnant, and when it sits there stagnant, it doesn't go down the drain. It goes south down Kennedy Lane towards Rachel's house. The next photo is of the storm, the culverts that go past. This is where Rachel's water is supposed to go. There's three crossovers here, and you can see on the right how plugged up those storm drains are. And then the last one here is downstream. And all I'm trying to show there is we're north and south on Old Sorters Road. You can see that where the water's supposed to go, that pipe is plugged up. And that picture on the right was taken a week after the rainfall. So it was like that for at least a week. The next slide, is this the best we can do? It's just a question I have. I'm not a citizen that's sitting here just trying to say, oh, government, please help me. We're trying to do things. I've got silt fence around Rachel's house right now with 200 sandbags and plastic. I got an estimate from FloodSafe to get the house flood-proofed. It's $50,000. I called TxDOT to ask them to help us with FM 1314 drain. They're working on that. So then the last slide here is, I guess the biggest thing for me is the ongoing maintenance on the storm ditches. Is there something that can be done with the existing system so that the system that's been put in place is kept clean and clear after it rains? Other ideas, deepen and widen the culverts, coordination with TxDOT, and then...
Okay, as a matter of time.
Okay.
But thank you, because the pictures that you've shown are very clear.
If you want to visit briefly, if I may,
yes.
If you want to visit briefly after court, I'll tell you what we're doing. Help's on the way. We expect... I'll visit with you.
Okay, good.
I'm not supposed to comment.
Thank you. And then thank you for coming forward and representing your fiance and the kiddos.
Thank you.
Sure. Appreciate it so much. All right. Are there any other remaining comments on any issues concerning our citizens? If there are none, is there any miscellaneous comments that any of you guys would like to make? If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
One thing I wanted to say, not specifically in regards to that, but in my first year, we started behind eight ball over there behind schedule. And then we had the May 7th rain, and then Imelda rains in September. And I just wanted to say a heartfelt thank you to every member on this court that reached out and provided help and service for Precinct 4 of Montgomery County. It has been a pleasure to work with you gentlemen this past year, my first year as commissioner. and I couldn't ask for anything more than what all you gentlemen have done to reach out to help Precinct 4 in a difficult time, and I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
So. Thank you, Commissioner, and I know on behalf of everybody, the feeling is the same. The way you jumped in and have taken hold of this deal is pretty amazing. So, again, thank you. Appreciate that so much. Gentlemen, are there any other comments?
Move we adjourn.
If not, we have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Have a great week.
Yeah.